store.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Rape is an evil act. I used the wrong words in the wrong way, and for that I apologize. As the father of two daughters, I want tough justice for predators. I have a compassionate heart for the victims of sexual assault. I pray for them. The fact is, rape can lead to pregnancy. The truth is, rape has many victims. The mistake I made was in the words I said, not in the heart I hold. I ask for your forgiveness.
That's Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin taking to YouTube to apologize and ask for forgiveness for his remarks on Sunday using the phrase legitimate rape. And that's where we get started this hour's Talk Radio Countdown Show. This item probably will be number one, I'm going to guess. We do our weekend version of the countdown. Here is Chris Matthews talking to the Washington Post's Naya Malika Henderson and former RNC Chairman Michael Steele about Mitt Romney coming out and urging Akin to get out of the race.
Mitt Romney came around to the position that Akin should, quote, exit the Senate race. But the timeline on how Romney evolved to this point is not exactly a profile in courage. Let's review. On Sunday, within hours of Akin's comments, a Romney spokeswoman put out a statement saying, quote, Governor Romney and Congressman Ryan disagree with Mr. Akin's statement, and a Romney-Ryan administration would not oppose abortion in instances of rape. Actually, Congressman Ryan differs with Mitt Romney on this issue. He believes abortion should only be used to save a mother's life, not in cases of rape or incest. Anyway, on Monday, Romney took a slightly harsher tone. In an interview with WMUR from New Hampshire, he said this.
His comments about rape were deeply offensive. And I can't defend what he said. I can't defend him.
Do you think for the benefit of the party, sir, he should drop out?
Well, the thing he should consider is what's in the best interest of the things he believes most deeply, what will help the country at this critical time.
On his radio show, Rush Limbaugh joined the chorus of Republican criticism of Akin. And shortly after Rush Limbaugh had said what he had to say, a Romney campaign spokeswoman released this statement on Akin. Today, his fellow Missourians urged him to step aside, and I think he should accept their counsel and exit the Senate race. Nia, this is a strange progression and a slow one from remarks made on Sunday. Here we are on Tuesday, and the candidate has decided, after hearing from Rushbo, that it's okay to call for the guy's withdrawal. I wonder who the boss of the Republican Party is. It looks like it's Rushbo again.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if this has anything to do with Rush Limbaugh. I think it has more to do with the fact that you have just had a real defiant Akin over these last couple of hours. He, of course, gave that interview with Mike Huckabee, declaring that he is a crusader in this race, and he is in some ways crusading against the establishment of his party. At this point, Romney in some ways had no choice but to come to this decision and call for his ouster. It doesn't look like he has any sway with Todd Akin, and Todd Akin has positioned himself, it seems to me, as a poster boy for the wing of the party, and an evangelical, very conservative wing of the party that in some ways agrees with Todd Akin's statements. If you listen to that Huckabee interview, what was most interesting to me was that they did have this sort of dialogue and currency, his original thoughts about rape and false rape and talking about their initial decision, the Roe v. Wade decision, and Jane Roe apparently, allegations of false rape around her initial claims with that lawsuit. So it's very interesting. And talking to evangelicals today, they feel like Todd Akin has some sort of appeal with evangelicals and with grassroots folks, and that he could have awesome staying power and could win this thing with the backing of evangelicals.
Well, Akin is impervious to the avalanche of Republican calls for him to withdraw, and today he was defiant. Let's listen to Akin himself.
I want to make thing absolutely clear, and that is we are going to continue with this race for the U.S. Senate.
Who does that we include? Michael Steele, former chair of the Republican National Committee. Who is with this guy and persisting?
Well, that's him and the supporters, those folks who went to the polls and elected him in Missouri primary a few weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, that's the basis of his energy right now. He's probably got some poll numbers that they've, you know, rushed together to sort of get a vibe for on the ground of how this thing is playing. And there is no big push from the grassroots, from the evangelical community. You know, when you have, you know, the Family Research Council and others who are coming behind him and standing with him. So he's got a base of support that, quite frankly, Chris, is probably growing to some degree.
Coming up, more reaction to Congressman Akin's comment when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like $1 million. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet.
Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would
you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. We focus on the Missouri Congressman, also Senate candidate Todd Akin, and the comments that he made this past weekend. Here's host Robin Sachs with Charles Jayko, who was the reporter interviewing Todd Akin when he made that remark.
You got this comment, no comments about the economy and all about legitimate rape. Tell me about it.
Well, here's what happened. There were several things that Congressman Akin has said before that I wanted to go over with him in the interview, and his opposition to abortion was one of them. But it wasn't the primary one. During that same interview, Congressman Akin said that he believed that the 1965 Voting Rights Act, if not repealed, should certainly be completely reworked. He said that the 17th Amendment, which calls for the direct election of senators by the population instead of by state legislatures, should be overturned. He wants senators to be elected by the state legislatures again. He said that, student loan support by the federal government, he repeated his comment, is what he called a third degree cancer of socialism. And he said the federal government should not be providing school lunches. So we had those to get through, which we did. And then I asked him about his opposition to abortion, and I said, look, just simply, are there any cases under which you think abortion should be legal? And he answered by saying, well, you know, the life of the mother in case there's a tubal pregnancy and the mother might die. I said, fine. Well, what about in the case of rape? And then the by now famous answer. The question that still remains unanswered is whether or not Congressman Akin believes a woman who is raped should legally be able to obtain an abortion. The feeling one gets is that he does not believe that, that he believes that abortion should be illegal in almost every conceivable circumstance. That's certainly what the Romney campaign thought when they issued their statement yesterday distancing themselves from Aiken. They said under a Romney-Ryan administration, it would be legal for a woman who was raped to get an abortion.
Well, the fact that we even called any of this legitimate rape, I mean, is there such a thing to put legitimate and rape in the same sentence?
No, not that I'm aware of. But the fallout has been pretty interesting. Just within the last, I think, 2 hours, Karl Rove's Crossroads Super PAC, which had been running ads here, you know, obviously not for Todd Aiken, but attacking his opponent, Democratic incumbent Senator Claire McCaskill, Karl Rove's Crossroads Super PAC has just pulled all of its ads from the state of Missouri. Now, this was interesting because Politico.com last week listed Senator McCaskill as the most vulnerable sitting U.S. senator because President Obama is just wildly unpopular in parts of this state, and she has been a strong ally. In fact, the last poll that was taken here showed Congressman Aiken with a 6-point lead over Senator McCaskill. But speaking to some Republican Party insiders who obviously don't want their names used, they're saying essentially that everybody in the state party, and I mean just about everybody, including a majority of the 68-member Central Committee of the Missouri State Republican Party, thinks Aiken should quit the race.
Do you think she will?
No, not at all.
Host Matt Murphy on the radio talking to Michael Warren from the Weekly Standard. He says there's no way Aiken's political career survives this.
Obviously, Todd Aiken is coming out. He's apologizing now. In your estimation, Michael, is there any way Todd Aiken survives as the Republican nominee for Senate in Missouri?
Well, I think if he stays in, there's absolutely no way he survives. And at this moment, I mean, he could be out within the next 24, 48 hours. Republicans across the country, Republicans in Missouri, quote-unquote establishment, Republicans movement, conservatives, everybody across the board is telling this guy to get out. I think this is just a colossal mistake. It's one of these things that didn't have to happen. And he's ruining his cause. You know, if his cause is a pro-life cause and a conservative cause, then he's not doing that cause any good by staying in. But, you know, it just gets to show you how politicians will justify and rationalize anything. I made a mistake, but people will forgive me. They'll do anything to themselves to get them to stay in.
You know,
I don't know. We'll have to see.
The president made comment on this yesterday, and he loves to do these little impromptu, hey, I'm here, when he hasn't done a Q&A with the press in, you know, I think over 2 months. He slips into the press briefing room and takes a few questions. And he brought up, not only did he speak to that and said rape is rape, and he said what you might expect him to say with regard to Aiken's comments, largely what many, both Republicans and Democrats, politicos have been saying. He also brought up the issue of taxes, and he was asked about it, Mitt Romney's taxes, and kind of doubled down on this concept that it's the right thing for Mitt Romney to do. Do you think this, I mean, is this something the American people are concerned with? Does this play well in Peoria, as they say, when they again bring up the fact that Mitt Romney's released one and we expect him to release 2 years of his taxes, and they brought up his father again and the fact that his father released multiple years? Is this something that can play well politically?
It depends on how the Obama administration plays it, the Obama campaign plays it. I always thought that Mitt Romney should release them. He should have released them a long time ago, just to take away a Democratic talking point, if nothing else. I don't know if it's going to be a big issue that's going to, you know, change the course of the election and make, you know, get Obama back up to 60% support. But on the margins, it could. You know, you've got some, you know, blue collar folks in the Midwest who, you know, might be susceptible to a little class warfare. But, you know, it's really hard to say. I think Romney should have released them and should be forthright about it. Just not because of anything that President Obama said about, you know, the president, but just to take the issue off the table.
All right, so this conversation seems like a pretty good way to segue into the overall presidential race. So that'll be up next here on today's Talk Radio Review.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets.
You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are talking about the hot hits in talk radio, presidential race front and center. Now, here's radio host Jeff Wagner with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who's on the road campaigning for Mitt Romney.
You're in the state today campaigning for Romney Ryan, correct?
Yeah, we're on the Romney bus right now heading from Milwaukee up to Kimberly, Wisconsin. We're doing a swing through the state, talking to community leaders, business leaders, trying to get them more involved, engaged, informed, so they can start talking to their friends, family, and neighbors about how critical November 2012 election is, how important it is to make sure that Mitt Romney is the next president of the United States and Paul Ryan's the next vice president.
Now, Senator, there's a new poll out today that shows essentially the race in Wisconsin a dead heat. Actually, I think it has Governor Romney up by 1 point, but essentially a dead heat. Wisconsin has not gone for a Republican in a presidential election since President Reagan's second term back in 1984. Do you think 2012 is going to be different? Is this going to be the year that, you know, we turn into a red state?
Hey, Jeff, I really believe so. I've always been very optimistic about Wisconsin delivering 10 electoral votes to the Republican candidate, which is now Mitt Romney. We certainly turned the state pretty red in November 2010 because, we were racking up all this debt on the backs of our children and grandchildren, and President Obama forced through this very unpopular, very partisan health care law. What's changed from 2010 to 2012? I mean, the debt has just gotten a larger burden, and the health care law is close to implementation. So I think the issues are the exact same. Certainly Governor Recall survived Governor Walker survived the recall with flying colors. So I'm very optimistic that we will deliver the 10 electoral votes to the next president of the United States, Mitt Romney.
Some talk radio callers now with the ongoing debate over Mitt Romney's tax records in the focus.
I just think it needs to go both ways. If you want President Obama to be transparent, and you want to see not only his birth certificate, his long-form birth certificate, you know, talk to his teachers, you want to, you know, find out all the ins and outs of everything about him, that needs to go both ways. So Mitt Romney needs to show the same respect for the country, and we need to see exactly who would be the president. So how does he expect to be elected when we're not getting everything about who Mitt Romney is? We're only getting bits and pieces and only what he wants to show us. What does that tell me?
Governor Romney is so squeaky clean, it's unreal. You know, he gave his entire salary back when he was governor for 4 years. He's donated more to charity than probably any other president out there, and definitely more than the Democrats. You know, Biden gave like $383, which was one-tenth of 1% of his income last year. And Romney gives more than that. Romney has returned money left and right. Whenever he did the Olympics, he returned all that money. He's not going to do all that and then try to cheat on his taxes. It's ridiculous.
You got to remember one thing. The people here are going to make the decision of who they want for president. Now, Romney, vice president, he wouldn't vet them. He had more of the taxes. Look at them. Ask the question, why? The reason is he wanted to make sure that the person that he wants to pick doesn't have any issues relevant to his taxes. And he has that other questions. This is just one of the many questions that we, the people, need to be able to vet who we want for president. And that's what he forget. We keep on forgetting that. So Romney's shown his deal of taxes and looking at it. That establishes something about the character of the person.
I voted for Barack Obama in the last election. I'm an independent, and I think all of this is totally irrelevant, has nothing to do with anything. It really doesn't pertain to anything that has to do with being a president, because if there was a problem with taxes, the IRS would have already done something about it. Everyone in the past has given 2 years of tax returns. Let's go ahead and just make a mandate that if you run for public office, you show 2 years, and then you know, introduce your family, whatever it is everybody wants to do, and be done with it.
We'll shift to immigration reform. More discussion about that. A couple of new items to talk about next on the Countdown.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorgage, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you. Anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorgage. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorgage is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We are now halfway through this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll turn our attention now to immigration reform. Talk host Dan Mason with Bob Dane from FAIR. They talk about the president's changes to immigration policy that went into effect just last week.
Let's start with last Wednesday and the president's implementation of his version of the DREAM Act, working around Congress. What have you seen in the first several days of this?
Well, that is clearly the big news for immigration. Last week, President Obama's amnesty for illegal aliens started. The government officially began applications for, I think, what is probably going to wind up being maybe the biggest amnesty in American history, because we're talking about 2 million illegal aliens right out of the gate who will apply. Remember back in 1984, we were promised, when Reagan did amnesty, we were promised 1 million illegal aliens, and we wound up getting three times that amount.
Yeah, they told us 800,000 to begin with for this one, and that's already out the window.
Yeah, it's pretty broad-based. They're not all kids, and despite what the media would have us believe, they are not all valedictorians, believe it or not.
No, apparently we're taking their word for it now, when they don't actually have to prove it.
Yeah, absolutely. You could be up to the age of 30. That's really significant because that's about half of all of the illegal aliens in the country. It is a broad-based amnesty, far beyond just the kids. And the requirements are so loose. You don't technically have to even have finished high school. So that torpedoes this idea that we are stimulating the economy by legalizing a lot of high-skilled workers. You know, I guess it's hard to say what's worse, the harm done to the rule of law by this massive rewarding of people who broke the law, the president's abuse of power when he just declared unilaterally, unconstitutionally, that he was going to do administratively what Congress had voted down.
He's gotten good at that.
Well, he keeps saying that Congress has not acted on the immigration issue, so...
They said no. Right?
Well,
they said no to the DREAM Act in 2010, so what's he saying?
Congress voted it down, absolutely.
That's right.
So, look, and then you've got... Here we are flooding the jobs market with an additional 2 million people, all competing for scarce jobs,
mm-hmm.
and we've got fraud and abuse that's going to run through the application process. As you indicated, Dan, there's a self-attesting angle to this that is rather frightening for national security. I think the most disturbing part of this is just the abject apathy coming from Congress. They haven't done anything to stop it. They're out of town, and all we hear are crickets chirping.
Here's radio man Bob Clark breaking down what exactly the president's new immigration policy actually means.
Remember, of course, earlier this summer, President Obama, bypassing Congress, and through executive order or just a policy decision, whatever you want to call it, put into effect, his administration did really his own limited version of the so-called DREAM Act, and it really could end up impacting as many as 1.7 million younger illegal aliens here in this country, including many here in New Mexico. And there were some immigrant rights groups who gathered to celebrate what was happening yesterday. And what this program or this policy change does, it defers deportation for those young illegal aliens who were brought here as children. And President Obama announced this new policy back in June after Congress failed to pass the DREAM Act. Here's how it works. The deferred deportation option is open to illegal aliens who are 30 years old or younger and were brought here to the U.S. when they were under the age of 16. Those who apply for deferred deportation status must have been residing in the U.S. for at least 5 years, be in school and have graduated, or be in school and have been honorably discharged from the military. They also cannot have a felony or a serious misdemeanor conviction on their record. All right, so the people that are impacted who can apply for deferred deportation have been graduated from school or honorably discharged from the military and cannot have any felony or serious misdemeanor convictions. Also, if they qualify under those guidelines, they have to pay a $465 fee, and then they can defer their deportation for at least 2 years, possibly longer, if they reapply. They can keep reapplying for legal residency under this new program every 2 years. A lot of people take the attitude that, hey, look, you know, especially these younger illegal aliens in this country, they didn't come here on their own. They were brought here by their parents, by their families. They really didn't have a say in the situation. Or do you look at it, hey, it's amnesty. And amnesty hasn't worked before in this country. Didn't even work under Ronald Reagan. And it's not going to work now. When it comes to immigration policy in this country.
Up next, a wave of outbreaks of violence against our troops have a lot of people wondering why we are still in Afghanistan. Pretty good question. We'll address that next here on today's Countdown.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What's your drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this.
Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bedbugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or a five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bedbugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
Sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. We used our global buying power to negotiate unheard-of deals direct from the mills, and that means our already low flooring prices just got lower. For the first time, all of our laminates are marked down to an incredible 20% off. Our best-selling bamboo flooring is 10% off. Bellawood 3/4-inch solid Brazilian cherry is 10% off. That's 10 to 20% off our already low prices. Plus, get special extended financing. Get ready. Sale starts tomorrow. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Afghanistan is here now, front and center. Here's host Mitch Henk with retired Naval Intelligence Officer Frank Wuko. They talk about the recent attacks on our troops and why in the heck we are still there.
Some of you have been seeing the headlines or seeing reports, as I have, about U.S. soldiers being killed. There have been several. If you go back a certain amount of time, I think we're up to 39 such incidents. Americans being killed in Afghanistan by people wearing Afghan uniforms, whether it's security forces or police, happened again in the last couple of days. This is disturbing to see this, and it brings into question why we're there, because we were supposed to be there, I thought, to kill the terrorists that helped blow up the buildings on 9/11. And then we heard, oh, we're there, the women can go to school and all that. And I'm thinking, what are we rebuilding daycare centers? Why are we there, do you think?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. I think you answered it within all of the above. And please bear with my background noise. I'm in Tampa International Airport right now.
Oh, that's all right.
Kind of home of the RMC, so there's a lot of stuff going on here.
Mm,
yeah. You know, absolutely. When we first went to Afghanistan, sort of people with a more traditional view on, you know, engagement in statesmanship and warfare, if we kind of flipped the button and went World War II style, like we did, you know, after the Japanese attack, we would have gone in there to punish them and get out as quickly as possible, having completed the, you know, the order of the day.
Right.
Oddly, you know, Japan was a much tougher, a much more complex enemy to fight, much more industrialized and industrious, and we were simultaneously fighting the
Germans,
three powers in Europe, and we were in and out in 4 years.
Right.
With a surrender treaty and another follow-up rebuilding treaty. I think what has kept us in Afghanistan for so long is we have supposedly advanced our military planning so significantly that we now get into these countries and we try to make love and war all at the same time and paint such a confused picture. Here we are 10
yeah,
years later.
Yeah, it doesn't really make any sense. It makes me hear some songs from the late 60s, but it doesn't really help us here. Commander, the purpose of the military, I thought, was to kill people and break things, and not
that's,
try to.
You know, and I don't want to, you know, kind of oversimplify things, but absolutely, in a traditional sense, if you look into the, you know, the sort of phases of warfare according to Sun Tzu and von Clausewitz and people like that. Absolutely. The intention of warfare indicates a failure of the state or a failure of statesmanship and diplomacy, at which point you engage in a phase of operations where you engage the other side militarily until you
win,
change the situation on the ground. Yeah, you bend them to your will. Then you can come back in and make nice and all that stuff. I mean,
no doubt some
very good things are happening in Afghanistan. Yeah, kids are being educated. That's a great thing. Girls are being educated.
Yeah.
Ironically,
that's fine as long as we're not losing lives. I'm sorry, Commander, I didn't mean to interrupt, but that's fine that that's happening as long as we're not losing lives. I don't want to lose the lives of our service people because they're carrying out a social program.
Radio host Richard Pyatt with CBS correspondent Jerry Van Dyke, they talk about the new wave of attacks against the troops in Afghanistan.
What is happening here? This is just a new weakness that they've been able to exploit and be somewhat successful at it, or is there added cause for concern with all of this?
I think they're both things, and it does appear to us, doesn't it, from far away, that there appears to be certain disintegration in the American involvement as regards to particularly the Afghan army. It's been going on for some time. First of all, we had the most newsworthy event initially right today is the fact that the U.S. Army Chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Dempsey's plane was attacked at Bagram Air Base this morning. And how in the world could this happen? He was there secretly. Did the Taliban, who are taking credit for this, have inside knowledge? This happened also in 2008 when then Vice President Dick Cheney was in Pakistan, secretly flew to Bagram. A suicide bomber appeared and blew himself up at the front gate. No Americans were injured or wounded or killed. But nonetheless, where did this information come from initially? And the reason I say that is because what you have had and what we've all watched tragically is the increased number of young Afghan soldiers and those tied to them who have taken upon themselves to become suicide bombers right away by shooting Americans, the men that they are working with, knowing full well that they're going to be killed instantly. Why is this happening? Why did this not happen before? And I think that's what it comes down to. The U.S. Army has done a report. We've all heard about this report in the past where they found that there's this great chasm that exists between American soldiers and Afghans. Americans are seen by Afghans as vulgar, as condescending, as disrespectful of Islam, and I think this is a crucial issue, whereas American soldiers see Afghans as hashish-smoking, lazy, dirty, unwilling to fight. And so you have this great divide between the two. As Secretary of Defense Panetta and others are saying, it's not just Taliban infiltration. It seems to be grievances among certain people. I also think that there's something else at play here, and I do think there's a certain element of Taliban and their backers, which is why I brought up their initial thoughts about General Dempsey's plane being shot. And it comes from, I think we have to look very closely at Pakistan.
Here's host John Gambling with NBC Middle East correspondent Adia Abawi. They talk about the attack on the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey's plane, as he was preparing to fly out of Afghanistan this week.
What's the very latest? What took place?
Good morning, John. Well, we're getting word that rockets were lobbed into Bagram Airfield, where General Dempsey was staying the night. And two of those rockets actually hit Bagram Airfield, one of which hit the general's plane. We have heard that it was damaged, some slight damage to the plane, but they had to bring in another one for the chairman and his crew to leave Afghanistan later in the morning. The chairman himself was nowhere near the plane. He was actually in his room for the night. But it goes to show you that the Taliban and the insurgency in the area, Bagram has been a place of attack before many of times, and unfortunately it has taken lives in the past. Even this time, we did hear that two people servicing that area and that airfield may have been injured in this attack as well.
It seems that the insurgencies, the Taliban, are getting a little bolder here as we get closer to our withdrawal.
I think you have the right observation there, John. Unfortunately, it does seem the Taliban have become much more bolder, and their approach has even become much more sinister in the fact of the infiltration and the wanted infiltration of the Afghan security forces, the ANSF, who are supposed to be partnering with the coalition forces that includes U.S. service members working side by side, living side by side, and fighting side by side. Unfortunately, what we've seen in the last couple of years is more and more of those Afghan service members have been turning their weapons on their coalition counterparts. This year, we've seen a drastic increase of those kind of attacks, 40 fatalities, more than half of those being Americans in the field who are training and working with these Afghan soldiers. The Taliban are calling on more and more of these Afghans to turn their weapons on the coalition as the drawdown continues and towards the end. So, unfortunately, the Taliban haven't necessarily given up the fight. They have turned to new tactics. In fact, some people are saying that these insider attacks that we've seen could be and could become as bad as IEDs, those roadside bombs that have been taking countless coalition lives.
Up next, let's spend some time on what you're paying for gasoline going up, up, up. This is ridiculous. We all know it. We'll talk about it next.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio in review and items from Talk Television as well. Here are our hosts Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talking to Tom Kloza from the Oil Price Information Service. Kloza says, as bad as it seems to be, he doesn't expect gas prices to get as high as they were last summer.
Oh, our collective pain in the gas. There is an expectation that this year could turn out to be the most expensive year ever for gasoline. Tom, we had such high hopes for this year. What happened to prices?
Well, we actually had high hopes that were a little bit ridiculous in terms of looking for super high numbers, and prices drifted down from those spring highs, and now we've had a summer of a lot of incidents with refineries and refineries breaking down, and in one case having a pretty serious fire out in the West Coast. So we're in the home stretch, and I don't think we're going to get back to those 2008 highs or even the 2010 or 2011 highs, but it's ending with a little pain here before Labor Day.
Yeah, now motorists are always looking for lows as opposed to the highs which we endure. And they see reports that our usage is down and that in some cases our supplies, the inventory is up. I mean, it's so crazy when it comes to gasoline. Our prices go up so fast and they come down so slowly.
Well, there is a rocket and feather to it. There's no question about it. But this really was a summer of clusters and a cluster of different events that knocked out some production. And, you know, this is a business like really most businesses in the U.S., that went to just-in-time inventory. And the downside of just-in-time inventory is if everything works, that works fine. But if you get some interruptions, just-in-time can mean just intolerable for the consumer. We're seeing a little touch of that right now.
Are the elections coming up in November in play at all as far as gas prices?
No, they're not. But coincidentally, I think almost certainly, if you took the 2 months that are most likely to see downsweeps in gasoline, they happen to be September and October. But that has to do with the changing formula in places like Washington, D.C., New York, California. The gasoline that you have to manufacture in the summer is very difficult to make. A lot of U.S. refiners struggle to make it. And we really don't see any imports of substantial note until we get to the middle of September. So I think it's very predictable that prices will drop between the conventions and Election Day. But it won't have anything to do with politics, and we can always test that by moving the election to May.
Here's host Bill Meyer talking to Dan Kish from the Institute for Energy Research about refinery problems and whether or not that's actually driving up the price of gasoline.
Where do you live? I want to ask first off.
Washington, D.C.
Okay, so
aren't I lucky?
All right, you're the belly of the beast. Good. What's the price of gasoline for you?
Well, here in Washington, it's over
$4. It is over $4. Okay. All right.
If you go outside Washington, it drops to $3.50, $3.60, $3.70.
All right. So you have the Mordor on the Potomac extra tax, apparently, or something. The cost of providing gasoline there. So that's fine. Here we're at about $4, a little bit more. Naturally, if you want to get that diesel, you're going to be hosed big time. You're here in Southern Oregon, and we've taken quite a spike recently. And I have to tell you, Dan, I get a little tired every time the gas spikes up around here. There's always, there's a refinery fire. There's this, that, and the restriction and all the rest of it. I'm starting to think, what, did the refineries have like a switch? Flip this switch to set it on fire. You know, I'm just being a little cynical. I mean, is this misplaced? Let's talk about the price of fuel.
Well, you know, Bill, this is what happens, and I'll tell you, I understand it because it's affecting the West Coast. It's affecting the Midwest right now. But this is what happens when basically government policies drive, they make you drive at 200 miles an hour. And what I mean by that is, we basically, in the 80s, we had over 300 refineries in the United States. We have 144 refineries now. That means each one of them is bigger, producing more. And when one goes down, it has a bigger impact. And the reason a lot of those refineries have closed is because they can't comply with the government edicts. And so,
well, what kind of government edicts are we talking about? Is it the type of gasoline it can produce or pollution? Is it global greenhouse baloney? I mean, I don't know.
All of it.
Really?
It's basically EPA stuff. Now they're starting in on carbon dioxide and global warming stuff. But they keep adding things to the load. And what's happened is the existing refineries have to run all out, which places them more at risk. Obviously, if you're driving at 120 miles an hour on the highway and something happens, it's catastrophic. If you're driving at 15 miles an hour, you could pretty much recover from whatever it is. And that's basically what's happened. So what this does is the government produces all these things that adversely affect the ability of business to go ahead and do what it does, provide product at a reasonable price to American consumers. And then when something happens, the politicians and the very people who have imposed these things get to point to the businesses and say, look at those dirty, rotten people.
Pouring gas on the conversation, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Check out the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStefan.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.